Now, while Jim dressed up as a firefighter to find out the fate of his house, many are still wondering, and they're relying on the media. That includes newspapers and TV and radio, of course. These days, though, it also includes Twitter. We're going to hear now from two people in Boulder who've posted hundreds of tweets about the Four Mile Canyon fire in the past few days. Laura Levy is a former realtor turned self-described social media maven, and Sandra Fish is a journalism professor at CU Boulder. Ladies, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
The fire started Monday morning, of course, and Sandra, how soon after that did you start sending messages out on Twitter?
I think it was between 11 and 11:30. I was doing work in my basement, and I started smelling smoke, and then I looked up and realized that the smoke was hazing out the sun. I couldn't find any information online. I went to the news sites, Boulder County Sheriff, and so I started tuning into the scanner.
Laura, how quickly did you start?
It was about 3 hours after we first heard about the fire. We live up in the mountains near Lyons, and of course we were worried about our own residents. So I hopped online to see what information I could find. And I also use Twitter and Facebook and other social media quite a bit, so I usually trust that as a source.
We should say that neither of you are in the direct path of the fire right now. You're not coming at this from the perspective of evacuees, correct?
That is correct.
I'm not evacuated, but the area just to the west of me is.
So what are you tweeting? What is the content you're disseminating, Sandra?
You know, I started out and spent much of the day Monday, experts would call it curating scanner traffic. And so I was tweeting things like where the fire was spreading, especially when it jumped Sunshine Canyon Drive. That was a huge deal. Where they were evacuating people, where they were sending fire crews, and doing quotes on what people were saying over the scanner, primarily. I've been retweeting other people's tweets on how to get help and just general information resources.
Laura, what are some of your tweets?
Similar, really. I started by, you know, resending or retweeting what others were saying about, you know, where to volunteer, where to donate victims' resources in terms of the evacuees. But I also noticed that Sandra was on the scanner and offered to take that over because, you know, she was really doing a lot of work. And I just have to tell you, it's gut-wrenching to sit in front of the computer all day long, but also to listen to the scanner and to hear what's going on live. And, you know, you have to filter out so much of it and determine, you know, what is really good information to send and what's appropriate. And you have to listen to a lot to do that. So I offered to, you know, take that over for her a little bit, so we've been trading off a bit over the last 24 hours.
You both met on the tweetosphere, if you will.
Yeah, I bet that we probably don't live that far from each other, probably like 4 or 5 miles from the most.
This, in fact, is the first time the two of you are talking to each other vocally.
Yes,
that's correct.
I have a lot of friends that I interact with who I've never met in person.
Mm-hmm. That's so true of me, too. I know so many people. It's fun to use the word "know" in quotation marks, but through Twitter, you really do build relationships with people. And that's another thing that we're seeing with this crisis and the fire is people are kind of getting to know each other, and it's a place where it's like a bulletin board where they can go express themselves, ask for help, and provide information or just show up to read information. And I think it's been somewhat therapeutic.
You know, the importance of tweeting is that people read it, right? How many followers do you each have?
You know, I probably had about 700 followers before Monday, and I've picked up probably 300 or so since then. I've gained a lot of followers, and they'll probably be disappointed when they go back and see that I tweet about mundane things and politics the rest of the time.
Laura, how about you?
I have somewhere in the vicinity of 6,000 or 7,000 followers on my account. I have another life where, you know, I'm a social media consultant and also a food blogger. So we use Twitter all the time to communicate with each other.
And a lot of these folks are in Boulder, I gather.
Quite a few, yes. Yeah. And then there's some from all over the country, but I couldn't give you the numbers.
Laura, what's the risk of tweeting something inaccurate?
I'm very, very careful of that, and I can just tell that Sandra is as well. you know, with respect to the scanner, first of all, the scanner is, you know, a public feed. It's on a website. Anybody can listen to it, but not anybody's going to want to listen to it, and there's a lot of information there. So not, we don't try to restate anything or twist facts. Really, they're just very short blurbs that are exactly, you know, what is being said on the scanners. I'm very careful not to put out any personal information or specific people involved, or there's a lot of stuff on the scanner that just, it just isn't appropriate. It just doesn't need to be, you know, sent out there.
Yeah, I don't think either one of us have used specific names or addresses. Mm-hmm. And I know early on I tweeted that there were three homes lost on Malvina Hill, but that's about as specific as I typically would get.
Right.
But why? People are dying to know what happened to such and such address, right?
Yeah, but I think that that's one area where you can't get immediate confirmation, and you don't want to get people seeing that and thinking, oh my God, my home's lost, and it's wrong later. And I know I've been seeing fire authorities explain that that's why they're being very cautious about giving out specific addresses on their list of homes destroyed.
And it's not our place, really, to be the ones to notify somebody of that. Now, what I will say, and what's been happening lately, of course, is they've had assessment crews up on the fire scene, and they've been, you know, taking counts of number of homes destroyed. And as that goes on, occasionally they will say where they are or what areas they're focused on. And so I'll say that they're, you know, in the Gold Hill area as an example, just so people know, okay, that's where they're focused, and maybe that means that that list will be next to come out.
You're listening to Colorado Matters. I'm Ryan Warner. And we're talking about the role of social media, especially Twitter, in conveying information to folks, well, in Boulder County and frankly all over the world, about the fire that's burning there. On a somewhat lighter note, Laura, I was reading your feed and you retweeted that somebody was, I don't know if this was a joke or not, trying to organize a rain dance in Boulder. Anything to get the fires to stop.
That's right. Well, there's a community spirit here, and it comes through in what people write here. And, you know, of course, everybody's hoping for a little bit of help from the weather gods, you know, to put this fire out. And that's coming through in all of these, in this feed.
And I think it is a situation of there, but for the grace of God, go all of us, because all of us have the potential here of being in this situation.
This doesn't pay. How do you guys do this? How do you have the time to do this?
You know, I did this on Monday on a holiday, and I avoided grading work that my students had done last week that I really need to get around to grading. To me, it's a community service, and it's also an interesting side project to see, as a journalism educator, what the reaction is and what the interaction is. So for me, it's a really valuable teaching tool as well.
I don't see how we can afford not to do it, really. I mean, this is a few days, hopefully, you know, out of our lives. And I spend a lot of time for my work in front of a computer anyway. And, you know, I just have to be very organized about what I do. And right now, just work a little bit later and a little bit longer. But I just think it's important for people to feel like they have a place to go where they can either express themselves or ask questions and actually get a response and share information. And that just is more important right now.
Is this ushering in something new? Is this how we deal with disasters in the digital age?
I don't think it's ushering in something new, but it's an illustration of something that is going to be happening more and more. There's an institute here at the University of Colorado called EPIC that has been monitoring and trying to curate Twitter and other social media traffic from natural disasters. They worked on the Haiti earthquake and the Pakistan floods, and suddenly they're working on it right in their own backyard. And they've taken these tweets and done some really cool stuff. They've got a really great Google map that's very interactive with where they're taking information from Twitter, information from the county government, and putting it up on a map so people can see where the fire lines have been and where reports of different incidents are. And I think that that's something that you're going to just see more of in emergency situations.
Every time somebody sends a tweet out that says, I want to donate water bottles or whatever the item is, you know, that gets picked up by them, and there's a place where there's all these resources. It's fantastic. I mean, really, the government agencies have a lot to learn from them.
It becomes a visual representation of all of these lines of text that are zooming past us.
Correct.
Yeah. And to access EPIC and the map that you're both talking about, how do I do that?
Well, their handle on Twitter is EPIC Colorado.
And we'll post how to follow the two of you as well on Twitter. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
That's Laura Levy and Sandra Fish. Levy's a food blogger. Fish teaches journalism at CU Boulder. And in the past few days, they've become prolific tweeters about the 4 Mile Canyon fire in Boulder County.